Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here at Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are now at the 10th chapter, if you'd like to follow along, the 10th chapter of Jeremiah. It just keeps getting better because this book is so right on for today's Christians. Let's get right into the study. We're at the 10th chapter in the first verse. Hear the word of the Lord, which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel, or O house of America, or O house of the Christians. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the nations. Don't learn the way of the nations. You know, everybody's pushing globalism. Globalism that. Globalism this. Globalism everything. The Bible says, be independent. Do not learn the way of the nations. What's he saying here? He says, God is saying here, learn not the way of the heathen. Learn not the way of the heathen, because the heathen, they will corrupt your, not only your children, they'll corrupt you, they'll corrupt every bit of goodness and grace and Christianity that you have. It will soon dissipate and fly out the window, because this is what God is saying. Do not learn the way of the nations, the Christian, or the, not the Christians, but the, do not learn the way of the heathen. For the customs of the people are delusion. The custom of the people are delusion. They're living in delusions. You know, that's what's happening in a lot of the cities of the United States now. Don't learn the way of the heathen. Don't learn the way of the evil. Because the most of them are living in delusions. The people of Judah wanted to know the future, and they tried to discern through reading the signs in the sky. Jeremiah's response applies today. God made the earth and the heavens, including the stars, that people consult and worship. And we realize here that most of the nations, like Egypt and all the other nations, they worship other gods. They don't worship the true God. They worship other gods. The god of the sun god, most of them do not worship the true God of Israel. Do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. For the customs of the people are delusions, because it is wood cut from the forest, the work of the hands of a craftsman. With a cutting tool, they decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, so that it will not totter like a scarecrow in a cucumber field. Are they, and they cannot speak. They must be carried around because they cannot walk. Do not fear them, for they can do no harm, nor can they do any good. That is one truthful statement, don't you think? That is one truthful statement spoken by a prophet. There's none like you, O Lord. You are great. Great is your name in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? Indeed, it is your due. For among all the wise men of the nations, and in all of their kingdoms, there is none like you. There is none like the Creator God. You know that. It says they could take a piece of cedar and they cut it out make it into a god, and it does absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. But they do it anyway. Can you imagine this? You know, this makes about as much sense as voting for some person that you think is going to save your city or your land, and they end up destroying everything in their path. Like a scarecrow in a cucumber field. This is what they are, Jeremiah said. They're like a scarecrow in a cucumber field. That's the way false gods, false idols, false people. That's the way a person is. One living in delusion, and you're depending upon him to, or her to, save you. They're like a scarecrow in a cucumber field. They can't speak. They got to be carried around because they can't walk. You don't have to fear these gods. Don't fear their gods. Don't fear their purses or whatever. Cover yourself with the blood of Christ when somebody puts a curse over you. The name of Jesus Christ is above every name that's named. And I'm sure there's people that will try to put a curse on you because you're a Christian. They'll try to make you look bad. They'll try to make your God look like as if he's incapable of doing anything. Don't fear them at all, for they can do no harm, nor can they do any good. There's none like the Lord God. Absolutely none. He's great. Great is his name in might. Who would not fear you, O God of the nations? Indeed, it is your due, for among all the wise men of the nations and all of their kingdoms, there's none like you. But they are altogether stupid and foolish. They are altogether stupid and foolish in their discipline of delusion. They're disciplined, all right. They're disciplined in delusion. They're disciplined in delusions. Charles Darwin's theory of evolution, nothing but a delusion. They ought to call it Charles Darwin's theory of delusions. Theory of delusions, that's all it is. Their idol is wood. Or their idol is knowledge. And not much good, or none at all. The knowledge they worship is totally wrong. Beaten silver is brought from Tarshish. Beaten silver is brought from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz, the work of a craftsman and of the hands of the goldsmith. Violet and purple are their clothing. They are all the work of skilled men. They are all the work of skilled men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. Jesus Christ is his name. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. At his wrath, the earth quakes. And the nations cannot endure his indignation. The nations cannot endure his indignation. Remember that. Remember that. They put their trust in a chunk of wood, even though it is carved well, clothed beautifully. Fine craftsman made this god, but you still have to carry it around. A fine craftsman made this, but you still get nothing out of it. It's useless. Tarshish was located at the westward limit of the ancient world, perhaps in what is now Spain. It was a source of silver, tin, lead, iron for to retire. The location of Uphaz is unknown. Instead, it may be a term for refined gold. I don't know. No matter how well or how beautiful idols can be made, and they can be made, there's some fine craftsmen out there that can make idols. If you want an idol, you can find a craftsman to make a fine one. They can never have any power. The only power they would have is how much you give them by worshiping a symbol. They're symbolic of the devil, is what they are. They're purely a symbolic gesture of the devil. And the devil will get inside of anything to be worshipped. He will get into a god. He'll get into anything. And he will act like your god, because he loves to be worshipped. He loves to be worshipped. Remember that. The devil loves to be worshipped. Thus, you shall say to them, the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is he who made the earth by his power. It is he who, God, made the universe by his power. Not that chunk of wood. Or not even a golden god. If you find a golden god, he didn't make anything either. Remember that. Golden gods can't make anything. You know, they made one in Moses' time. Aaron, the rest of the idol worshippers, made a golden calf. That golden calf didn't do a bit of good. You can make a golden calf and it will be absolutely useless. Useless to everyone. The only one you need is God. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, come into our hearts. Forgive us, cleanse us, cover us with your blood, because it's the only thing that can deliver our souls. Let us be born again now in Jesus' name. Go to our website, krciradio.com. You can find most of these uploaded. And shoot us a letter. Write us a letter. Let us know you're listening. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.